Welcome to the AW Confidential Podcast. I'm the founder of Awakened Woman and author of A Journey to Becoming the Best Self. AW is about sharing stories. I believe it's one of the best ways to create connection, heal, and learn from one another. I hope you join me and some guests along the way as we explore different perspectives and experiences on topics about women, for women, and to inspire, empower, and encourage women. Welcome to a new episode of AW Confidential. Today, I want to talk about perception versus reality. We tend to believe a lot of what we see, oftentimes without facts. A 2023 Forbes article states that the median income for an actor was about 46,000. They were exact, 46,960. But my guest will help me a little bit with that number. Could have gone up since the strike, hopefully. That was the goal. In December of 2023, our inflation rate was 3.4%. So we're paying more for everything. And it literally feels like sometimes we're even paying for every breath we take. I live in New York, so that's how I feel most of the time. Actor, producer, and writer Jessica Gardner is known for her roles in the CBS hit drama, one of our favorites, NCIS. She is also the voice of Amy Madison from the award-winning series Slayers, a Buffyverse story, a Buffy vampire spinoff. Jessica is with us today to help me explore the realities of a working actor, because not everyone is making those millions. Hi, Jessica.
I'm definitely not yet. That is, not you know, yet. Maybe a goal, but
we're manifesting.
And I just, anything that I say, of course, is from my perspective only, from being in this business for as long as I have. Of course, your mileage may vary.
Do you want to share how?
Well, I got my first professional television job was on iCarly, and that was in. What was that?
Oh, girl, you just went back.
That was the episode that Emma Stone was on. My very first time I had auditioned for that show. Oh my gosh, an embarrassing amount of times, like 13 times or something. And I finally got on the episode, and my scene was me and Emma Stone, and that was really cool.
See, it was meant to be.
So I've been in this business quite a while and seen it from many different angles. So I just wanted to throw that out there that you're
all right. You're aging yourself. No need. So the path of, and I mentioned this before we hopped on, the path of creators, writers, actors, artists, entrepreneurship, there's so many peaks and valleys because it's not conventional. It's different. And I know for myself, we do the work for the love of the craft. I mean, if I was going to try to pay bills as what I'm doing, I'd probably be a lot less than 100 pounds. So a lot of the times we don't do it for the money. We do it for love. So I'm curious, would this be the case for you? And if so, when did you fall in love with acting? Because it is a love affair with our craft.
It is. And for some people, it's a choice. For me, it was always just something that was part of me, that was part of who I was. My parents will tell you that at age 3, I was telling them that I wanted to be a quote unquote movie star, that I always knew that I loved acting. That's just part of who I was. And I think that that can be a difference. You know, I meet some people sometimes and they're like, oh, they know me from something else. And they're like, oh, you're into acting. Like, how'd you get into that? And I sort of dislike that term because when there are some people who sure get into acting the way that you get into spin class, like, and there are some people who like come out of the womb and this is who they are and this is what they're going to do.
It chooses you.
Exactly. And that's sort of how I feel, that I am craft first and foremost. And I think that if I was just, all I really want to do is just be able to be an actor full time. That is really the goal. That's always been the goal, is just to be able to do it, hopefully get paid doing it. Getting paid is a nice bonus for
We
doing
have to
it.
pay the bills.
But I don't even see myself retiring. I see myself being 80, 90
Well,
years old doing repertory theater. Like, that's just who I am.
I'm sure you've heard this before, and I feel those words. If you do it for nothing, that's what you want to go with.
Right?
That's your passion. That's
That's it.
absolutely, that's love to me. And that's how I feel about, my writing and the podcasting. I feel that it chose me. And there are moments, and I'm sure you understand, you feel like giving up. You're exhausted and you're depleted from, you keep trying and trying, but it's almost like every time you even think about it, you're like, it's almost like something pulls you back in, like you're meant to be where you are.
Yeah, I
Have you
think
ever
that
felt that?
the, yeah, absolutely, of course. I think that the, if it's truly for you, if it's truly what you're meant to do and put on this earth to do, whatever, however you look at it, or just truly part of your makeup, like part of your insides, then the idea of, a hard day or quitting or haters or, I come so close on this role and I missed it, or I couldn't even get in for that audition. Like, oh, how, this is so frustrating. Doesn't my body of work speak for itself? How am I not good enough? That sort of thing. But there's never really a give up. There's sometimes maybe a pivot. There's a lot of times a pivot in how you've been approaching things or what you're trying to do. I mean, there's always some version of me, you know what I mean, in some other land that's just, doing theater in a small town just so I can be on stage every single day. But what I'm trying to do is make a living of it. And that's why I moved to Los Angeles. And that's why I gave up. There's a lot of sacrifices that I've had in my life to try and do this professionally at the top level. And that would be the thing that I think people would quit. Right? Does that
Now,
make sense?
no, it does. And as you were, providing that very honest answer, thank you very much. I'm curious, did you envision a lucrative career with all the bells and whistles, or did you go into it managing your expectations? Because I think real life compared to reality, I mean, sorry, real life compared to the dream, it looks different.
It
So,
absolutely looks different.
so
I
did,
think that's a great question, Yvette. Sorry, I don't mean
thank
to
you.
cut you off there, but I
No,
see
thank
where you're
you.
going. That's a really great question. And I think that we've all done the Academy Award speech in front of the mirror. We've all,
I love it.
right? And I think it's important to do that. And I think it's important to envision yourself at that top level, living that life. That's like mindset, right? And I believe so strongly in mindset and putting yourself there. I mean, I honest to God feel like I manifested my role on Grey's Anatomy. I swear I did. I loved
Oh,
that
tell
show
us, tell us.
so much when it first
You,
came out. I'll
there
tell you right
are,
now.
oh my gosh, that is like, it's just at the top of our list.
Whether
Share,
you
please.
call it praying, whether you call it mindset, like visualizing yourself, seeing yourself on it, when that show came out, I was like, that show. I don't know how, but I am going to be on that show. Like, whatever it takes, like, I just manifest, and I just kept saying, I know I'm right for this show. I know I'm right for this show. And then I auditioned for it a few times and came super close, but it was never quite the right fit. And then when the right role came along, I have a pretty kind of memorable guest star episode where I call out Amelia Shepherd as a drug addict in front of the whole hospital.
Oh, I have to go back.
It's pretty memorable. It's when McDreamy was still on the show.
Oh,
And
McDreamy.
I sort of out her. I'm like this lady from Narcotics Anonymous. Everybody hated me. But I so understood this role. And I remember in the audition room, I went for it like 100%. There was a chair in the corner. They didn't even want us to use the chair. And I just grabbed the chair and I didn't ask permission. Like, I saw what I needed to do as an artist to get this role, like to fulfill this part. And when I got it, I was like, yeah, yes. Obvious, yes, like right. I knew that. Like, but I mean, obviously, I celebrated. But to go back to your question, that was a little tangent. Sorry. But I
Thanks.
think
No,
there's something
thanks for
important there.
sharing.
This is part of the answer to this question, is that I think that you have to envision yourself onset, you know, but what are you envisioning onset? Are you envisioning all the people who have to wait on you? And are you envisioning the people waiting for you to walk to set? And are you envisioning you on the red carpet? Are you envisioning yourself being across from an actor that you admire and looking or on a set of a
You're gonna
show
make
that
me
you think
cry.
is good and doing that work? That's the difference, right?
I know exactly, like I felt what you said,
Because if you're in it
because
for the red carpet, I mean, anybody can go walk a red carpet. Just, you know,
oh,
get a publicist and
absolutely.
go walk a red carpet. Pay for, I don't know, be someone's date, I don't know, and walk a red carpet. But like, if you want to do the work, that's and on that level, like envision yourself doing the work on that level. I think that's the key.
I love that answer. Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, you
I'm
know,
I
I'm
no,
not there yet.
I need to work on this. I have that, you know, everyone has sort of it's like a goal. It's like something that, like you said, something that you're, it's almost like the eyes on the prize.
You're working toward it.
Working toward it. And I'm going to do some, I call it manifesting. I'm going to do some
Yes.
manifesting.
Whether it's
Absolutely.
manifesting, whether it's praying, but you, if you can't envision yourself looking at, you know, whatever the top level of your creator life is, and if it's fame, and if it's like, you know, money, like that's never, that's not really it, is
It's
it?
not,
That's
no.
not a true artist goal, right?
No.
But manifesting yourself, like I'm gonna sit across from Martin Sheen. I'm gonna act
Or
as
Jennifer
opposite
Lopez for me.
Mar right, for you, right? Great. And like we're gonna do a scene together, and I'm gonna be on his level, as good as him. Like, well, I'm not as good as him, but you know what I mean? But I'm gonna be able to work at that level. Is that where you want to be, right? Or for you, like Jennifer Lopez, like that's amazing, right? Are
That
you?
interview
Ooh, it's coming. It's
is
coming,
coming. It's
right?
coming.
Just bring it to
Absolutely.
you.
So it's interesting that you talk about, you know, Hollywood and the red carpet, and you know, we watch all the glitz and glamour of Hollywood, social media with all its filters, television, print, all the, you know, we see the highlight reels. And we look at everyone, including you, and we say, wow, she's made it. She's living the high life, which is not the case for most actors. So in an interview, you mentioned something that stayed with me. You said that you wish someone would have told you to get a stable job that provides for you as you build your dream career. And honestly, I'm an entrepreneur. Most of us have that job that gives us the benefits, that gives us this, you know, the steady salary, but that's not where our heart is. It's a job. It pays for the bills. And then we have our passion, our dream, our hustle, whatever it is on the side. So that's the job that pays for the dream. That's how I've been. A friend of mine said that to me, and now I get it. Why did you say that? I'm wondering, where did that come from? How did you come to that realization? Because I know a lot of entrepreneurs who say, no, it's all or nothing
Yeah, I don't think that that necessarily works
for
with
everyone, right?
actors, especially because a lot of creators and actors specifically, I think same for modeling, same for voiceover, singer, you know, that kind of thing. You're sort of waiting on the next job a lot once you get to a certain point. There was a time where when I first moved to LA, you know, had some money saved up from years of waitressing, right? To like get myself there and get a car and be able to live a few months rent free, you know, without a job free.
Without,
So I, you know what
yeah,
I mean? Like I could sort of
go to the
get my
auditions and
right and just like fully immerse myself. It's not sustainable though, right? So or it's not sustainable for everyone. Are there the stories of people who land out here in California and get something right away? And then, oh, th then you hear sometimes that story. Oh my gosh, this is their first job. They've only been here for like a year. What's their second job? Did they have a third job? Did they get a fourth job? Like, what's what can help be sustainable. So to have just some sort of, I call it like a heartbeat job, just like something underneath that's sort of paying for things. This is, I honestly would go back if my college or my high school asked me to come back and like teach the drama class. I would teach acting, and then I would like do a little side presentation on who do you know in your family who owns a business that like could just be flexible enough to like give you a steady gig? Is there a
Or
work from
even
home?
temp work,
Temp work,
something.
working from home, but you don't want to be in your 40s and 50s doing like a waitressing job, maybe. Maybe for some people they could, but I think for others that could be really
Tough.
disheartening. So if there's something else that you can do that doesn't take away from your artistic side, and in fact, maybe it feeds it, or maybe it's just there just to help you. You'd never want to go into an opportunity for actors, I'd say auditions, needing the money from that job. No good. No bueno. Absolutely not. You're not going to book that job. It's going to come off as desperate. And you don't want to be waiting for the phone to see if you're going to be able to pay your bills this month. Like, make sure your bills are paid. Have a good, solid, steady life, because the life of an artist is up and down and a roller coaster. So, but when you ask, where did that come from? Last year and the strike, that's where it came from.
Oh,
When
gosh.
all of us lost our jobs, when nobody had any opportunity. Well, I got lucky because Slayers is an audio series. So I was able to, you know, I had that and was able to promote that through the strike. Thank God. But there were, but in general, there were no auditions. There was no work. Everybody I know was unemployed and on unemployment. And if, you know, those who had this other thing that they did, it was still a tough year, but it
And
wasn't
it was a long
as tough.
time.
It was very long, April to November, May to November.
Oh.
But really, things started slowing down for like 8 to 9 months before that, because everybody knew it was coming. So it's been a really tough few years in our industry
Wow.
since COVID shut everything down, and then that time
That's
back
right. Oh,
wasn't
gosh.
really a time back
A
even.
lot.
Like, and so
A lot.
now things are quote unquote back, but I'm hearing from a lot of actor friends. You know, a lot of us are having this conversation quietly, like, is it, are you back? Are you, is this happening,
It's not,
or
that's the
nothing?
thing.
Are we?
It's those peaks and valleys. You just don't, that security. If you want security, get a 9 to 5. And not
Exactly.
even because look at all the layoffs that are happening. So it's tough. It's tough. And I'm really happy that you came out okay and you had that backup. But like you said, a lot of writers, a lot of actors did not have anything to fall back on.
I also say this, I also answer that, because you can't just be one thing. Nobody really wants to, this is so mean, but it's true. Nobody really wants to talk about acting with actors, like who aren't actors. You know, you sit across from someone at lunch and they're like, they're afraid, like, what can they ask? They don't want to ask you how that recent audition went. They don't want to ask you if you've gotten any other, like, everything is a loaded question, right? So if you have something else going on in your life, something else that inspires you, a hobby, a different, you know, side of your personality, that's, you know what I mean? Just makes you a more interesting, well-rounded
Well-rounded.
human being
Absolutely.
and more interesting at parties.
That is a good point. Although I have a feeling you're quite interesting.
Oh,
You have a
thanks.
lot. Yeah, you have a lot going on.
Thanks.
So it, you mentioned it, and I didn't want to interrupt you. Social media has changed everything. It's changed society. It's changed people. It's changed our behavior, which is really scary. And, you know, I think a lot of creators are looking for that overnight success, that instant, you know, sort of discovery, which is unrealistic. It does it happen? I'm sure it does, but it's unrealistic. And I'm wondering, in your opinion, how has this mindset impacted like actors coming into the industry? Like, how have things changed? Do you have any opinion on that?
From the, I don't know if you know this, I have a whole My whole second life is I am a content creator. I have like a whole second, like my alter
Whoa.
ego.
Really?
Yes, that has nothing to do with acting, like literally nothing.
We have to do some research.
It has to do with theme parks. I'm at Theme Park Et on TikTok and Insta. I was actually there during COVID, when the world shut down and I couldn't act. It was a way to put myself on camera. It was a way to keep going. It was a way to keep hosting, keep my skills up, keep improvising, keep being creative because, you know, what are they always tell actors, if you're not acting, make your own thing. Well, I'm not really a writer and I'm not really, you know, I have written things, but I don't consider myself a writer. And, you know, we were trying to save money because it was COVID and everything. Where can we go to shoot anything? Well, I had some videos from I like going to theme parks and I love roller
Wow.
coasters. And so I just started making just silly videos.
I
And
am
my
going.
very first video kind of blew up. It got like 600K on TikTok. It was pretty insane. That being said, I kept it so separate from my acting career because I almost didn't want people to know me as Jessica the theme park cat. Like I really was like, this is Jessica
Wow.
the serious, classically trained Shakespeare actor. And this over here is Jessica the theme park cat. And guess
But I
what?
love that you,
Well,
I mean, but
yeah.
that's, it's amazing that you can do those. They are pretty different,
Yeah.
but it shows your sort of your range. I
Right.
think it's cool. I love it.
And it wasn't until I got the opportunity to interview the vice president of a theme park while riding a roller coaster, a brand new roller coaster, and interview him about the coaster that I was like, oh, this is act. Oh, this is kind of what I do. This is sort of in I the I can for those of you listening right now, I'm taking my fingers and mushing them together.
Oh, they'll be
It,
watching you as well, don't
okay,
you
good.
worry.
So oh, I didn't know that. Now I'm yeah, okay.
You're
There,
gorgeous, stop
I
it.
was, I was. It was the first time I was like, I can mesh these together. This is the same thing, and I shouldn't be embarrassed about that. And I think that that was a really good lesson there as well, because as an actor, I was very careful about what I was showing. Very, very careful. I remember auditioning for a role on the Disney Channel and being like, "Ooh, I probably should take out anything that has me like doing anything controversial, even though I'm over 21. Like maybe not drinking, maybe not." You know, like maybe I should take these old photos of me off of Instagram. And those are real concerns. Those are valid concerns. But it wasn't until I did this that I was like, oh, people like kind of seeing your personality. And I think every person is different, every actor is different, every creator is different. So it's really your choice, but we are encouraged as actors to have some sort of audience, to have some sort of people that are, whether you call them fans or followers or whatever, we are encouraged to have that. I think it can only help if you're the producer of a television show and two people are great and you cannot decide between the two of them. You cannot decide. One of them has a following and one of them does not have any social media. And you see the following, and you're like, oh, this is good, wholesome, on-brand content. Who are you going to hire? No,
Interesting.
I'm asking,
And
like, you know what I mean? Like, think if you think
no,
of
that
it,
it
right?
makes sense because even so when I wrote my first I'm almost finished with my second book. But when I wrote my first book, I remember that was some of the questions that came up in like the proposal I was writing. I had to talk about my brand or myself. Do you have an audience or a community? Do you have visibility? It makes a difference. When I'm guessing years ago, because we didn't have social media, this didn't exist.
Right? It's not something you really had to worry about. Worry, or is it a good thing? I mean, in a way, it's kind of a good thing. For me,
I
thank
think you could
God
use
for
it for
it
good or
during,
evil, though.
yeah, for sure. But thank God for it during COVID for me, because I literally just turned the camera on myself and just started having fun and talking to, you know, about stuff that my friends and I are normally talking about. If you could see my office right now, I have like, so I'm such a nerd. And I just leaned into it and I had fun with it. And turns out there are other nerds out there and people responded to it. And I found a community, and I love that community. And so I take
Love
that.
it.
Now I come out of COVID and the strike, and I say to my agents and managers, "Hi, remember where I was 4 years ago? Now I'm here, but I also have this other thing."
And it's also you, I think as a creative, I think it's I don't want to generalize, but isn't it almost like natural for us to evolve and just sort of keep growing? And I feel when I feel stagnant, it depresses me to no end. It feels like I'm in a cage. I need to keep evolving and moving and changing and getting better. And you just don't know where that next gift is going to be, because I think we all have gifts. We don't necessarily have one gift. I mean, if we're lucky, we have one, but we have a lot of gifts. And I think there's nothing wrong with pivoting a little bit. It's not that you're leaving what you love. It's, I don't know, it's almost like you're adding to the pot.
Right, exactly. You're just adding. I love that. I mean, if you're a writer and you write books, and one day you're kind of like, I'm stuck, and what, and you just decide to like write a blog about motherhood, or just decide, no one's gonna go, oh, so you're done with the books because now you're like, no, I'm. This is I have to. I have all
It's
of
a,
this stuff, and I've got to get it out, and
well, I think
whatever
it's
it
that whole
is.
thing of trying to put people in a box. It just, giving them a label. It's just, we're doing it
Easier, I
right.
guess.
Maybe, but it's just not, I think it's so far from who we are. I think we can be different things. I don't think we need to be one thing. And it happens in the corporate world too. You start out one way, you're trying to move up the ladder, and they're saying, well, wait a minute, you've done this for the last 10 years. What makes you think you could do something else? If you don't give me the opportunity to try, how will I know? I do, it's really interesting. I
Everything. Now that
think
you're saying it, like,
it's
think about musicians too. No, you do this. This is your
that's
lane over here.
right.
Well, I wrote this album and it's completely this. Is that not
I don't want to bring it
okay?
up, but I will say one more thing about this. I watched an interview with Jennifer Lopez, and she was talking
You
about
kind of look
how.
like her, by the way. Did people tell you this?
Yes, they do. Thank you
Okay.
very much. J-Lo, are you listening? No. So, one of the things that she said was she started out as a singer or a dancer, and then she went into singing. And then she said, I want to act. And people looked at her like, act. You don't act. You dance and you sing. And they tried to sort of put her in that box. And I think we need to stop doing that. So you're right. I think we do it with everything.
And she's so smart. And the way that she was able to, said, oh, okay, so you think I'm a singer and a dancer and not an actor. Oh, there's this Selena role. You're gonna need someone who sings and dances. And oh, guess what? I'm an actor. And then she probably had to turn down. I don't know this for sure, but my guess is she had to turn down roles that had singing and dancing in it. And then just said, no, I just want to do this for a little. Anyway,
I
yeah,
love
I'm a fan of her too.
I'm sorry. So when you think back to the beginnings of your career, when did you get that first reality check in the entertainment industry? Because I think, and it goes in theme with what we're talking about, I think we really need to be more realistic. It's great to dream, but we have to try and have that little balance so we can. Otherwise, we'll live in constant disappointment. When did you
Yeah.
get your first reality check?
I think it's really important to know that at every level that you think that you're going to be satisfied. Let me start over. You think that you're going to be satisfied when I get this thing. And then you meet someone who's gotten that thing, or you yourself get that thing. And then you realize that there's more and that now you need the next thing. And now you need the next thing. And I've met people at the top of A-list celebrities, top of their stars of the shows that I'm coming in and being a guest star on, who are feeling not like they're have like not like they're fulfilling their destiny, not like they're a true actor because, well, they're not in this, they've got the they're the lead in this television series, but they've not been the lead of a film. or they're the lead of this kind of film, but they don't have an Oscar yet. They don't even have a nomination yet. All right, well, now they have a nomination and they don't have an Oscar. And then Oscar winners who I've met who say that the day after the Academy Awards is the scariest day of their lives, because now your Academy Award winner, Yvette Bodden, and what are you supposed to do next? What are you supposed to do next? And now what are, you know, and now what can you do that? Now you're supposed to get two.
A lot of
Now you're
pressure.
supposed to be more, right? So I guess all of this is that I so celebrate every single win. An audition is a win. A callback is a win. Booking the job is phenomenal. Being on set, everything. I'm grateful for all of it, but I also have to actively practice contentment. Practice contentment. Write it on your notebook, put it on your phone case, like practice, put it on your mirror, that this is just being here, just doing this is life. This is your life right now. This is
You give
you.
me chills because I, you know, I my interviews sort of they scale. The people that come on, they get bigger and bigger, and I, you know, I get this one interview and I'm looking at you, I'm like, oh my God, I have Jessica Gardner on my podcast. This is amazing. But then I'm all when we're done, I'm thinking, wait, but now I need to get something even bigger. And I don't, and I'm guilty of it. Sometimes I don't take that day or that hour to say, wow, this was a great interview. And I'm so proud of myself. I'm thinking, okay, what's the next thing? And you're right. You don't get to enjoy those wins because you're already thinking about, okay, what's next?
It's a real
I
reality
so
check
relate. Yes.
to find out that at that next level, like more money, more problems. Like at the next level, there's still issues. There's still wants. There's still, well, if
And you're
now.
always chasing something, so you never get to truly enjoy your wins.
Unless you make
Wow.
yourself do it.
It's crazy because it's I literally connected to what you said, and I think so many of us do it. We want that next big deal. We want that next, I don't know, big sa whatever, big salary, whatever it is. We're always chasing something.
Everybody's going through it, and a lot of people in our industry. There's just remember when you do get something to celebrate, take that time, have that glass of wine, celebrate with your family, whatever that means to you, or just be proud of yourself and try to not then listen to whatever voices, because they're not real. You're
No,
real. This is real. Anyway, so I'd say that that was
I
my
love that.
Biggest thing, that when I, oh, if I, when I just get this, and then it was like, oh, wait, well, now I need this. Oh, wait, when I just get that agent, I just get that manager, I just get, you know, oh, now I'm in the Buffyverse. Oh my gosh, I'm part of this. Well, now I just, there's always something else.
I love that. Thank you for sharing that. That was, wow. It really hit me. Because I think most of us do this and we're guilty of it, and we have to be more conscious of it so we can change it. So
Yeah.
you were my reminder today. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for asking.
Aww. So one of the things I love to do, as much as I don't want to end, I like to end our interviews with a quote, mantra, or just advice for our community. And for anyone working on their dream who's facing their own harsh realities in their career, whatever they've chosen, what inspiring words do you have to share? Me
Okay,
included.
you included. Okay. I would say one of my favorites, and I'm still working on this. I'm still working on this. I have like three that I want to give you. Is
Go
that
ahead.
bad?
You
Should I,
have
all
the
right.
floor.
But the my or maybe I'll whatever. Here we go. Love the art in yourself, not yourself in the art.
Oof, I
Love the
just love
art
it.
in yourself, not yourself in the art, which goes back to like my very first point. Are you picturing yourself getting the flowers thrown on stage after your performance? Or are you picturing yourself getting into that performance and really giving it to the character? Are you picturing the book award that you're going to get from your next book? Or are you picturing someone reading your book and being inspired by it, or really connecting with them? Which are you going for, right? Love the art in yourself, not yourself in the art. Second, this one is more specific for actors or anybody putting themselves in their face on camera. Just remember, say this over and over to yourself. My light shines and the camera captures it. If you're so worried about your angles and your makeup, and you know what I mean, how perfect your hair looks, like my hair in these headphones right now is just looking a little rough. We're all right with it. We're all right. You want to know what? I feel like anybody watching this would say that they get who I am, that they can feel my spirit. That remember that that your light shines and the camera captures it. And so just let be focused on that when you've whether you've got a phone in front of you for a selfie, right? You've all like done this. You've taken that selfie and you've been like, I want to do this perfect kind of smile. But when you're really smiling and happy with your friends and it just like quicks up, and why is that the best photo? It's just
Always,
like that, right?
always. You know what's interesting? I've never liked to take pose photos. I like to take photos in whatever you're doing. I'll snap a picture because I find that that is where you'll find like true expression in those photos.
My last one is from Elizabeth Taylor.
I love these.
It's on the front of a notebook. I had to grab the notebook to make sure I got it right. Pour yourself a drink, put on some lipstick, and pull yourself together. When you're
Oh my
having a
gosh,
bad
that's
day,
totally me.
when you're having a bad day, whatever that is, and maybe you're not a drinker, maybe you don't wear lipstick, but whatever that is to you, just on the days that you're feeling down, that's what I do. Whatever that is. Maybe it's listen to, you know, gangster rap from the 90s that's like all about like, you know, or positive female Natalie Imbruglia. I don't know. Like whatever it means to you to just get yourself to just be, it's a little bit fake it to your mate, fake it till you make it, put a smile on and the rest will
Oh,
come. And it's a
put
little
that
bit
red lipstick
like,
on.
just go for it. Because you can do it. It's just a sort of positive affirmation. That
I love
if there
that.
is that if that if there's that spark in you, whatever it is, and you're following it, there's a reason for it. And all you have to do is show up. All you have to do is show
I've
that
had a week from
all.
hell, and you have completely turned around my day.
Well,
Thank you
thanks.
so much. I literally, your spirit did reflect. I could totally feel it.
Thanks, Yvette.
It's
You are
beautiful.
amazing. I
Oh
love
my.
this. I love your podcast. Congratulations on everything.
Thank
Good luck
you.
with book number two.
Yes, thank you. Oh my gosh, you're amazing. Please make sure you tell our listeners how to find you and Jessica's adventures.
Okay. If you're interested in Jessica the actor, I do. Someone called it my Finsta the other day. I've never heard that term, my Finsta, like my fake Insta. But
Oh,
what I
that's
don't know which one's
funny.
fake and which one's fake. If you're following my actor stuff, I'm at actor Jessica Gardner on Instagram. If you're interested in my daily nerdy adventures as a theme park and coaster content creator, and if you love roller coasters, we can be friends. And if you don't, I'm still going to talk to you about them. It's at theme park et, like Rockette or Brunette, like theme park et on TikTok and Insta. And my actor website is actorjessicagardner.com. And
And
yeah,
I'll add
I
all these to the notes so we can
thanks.
really
Yeah.
find you. Absolutely. Oh, and do you have anything coming up?
Well, please listen to Slayers. Slayers that you mentioned earlier, A Buffyverse Story, is an Audible series, award-winning Audible series. So it's not filmed. It is all recorded. And it's not a podcast talking about Buffy. It is a whole new story in that universe. And it's really phenomenal. You can get completely lost in this series. You can visualize the whole thing. It's really fun. So
And
please
she has
check
an
that out.
amazing voice, as you can tell.
Thanks. And maybe I have some things coming up, but unfortunately,
Ah, you can't share.
NDAs. And we'll see if I'm back on
I get
NCIS.
those.
They just waiting for phone calls.
Oh, Jessica, thank you so much. We're gonna start following you and give you some love. Thank you
Thank
so much
you.
for being here. You're amazing.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. And thank you, loves, for listening to this new episode of AW Confidential. Talk to you soon.
Thank you for joining me on this episode of AW Confidential. Please make sure to subscribe, rate, review, and share this podcast with all your friends. You can find me on awakened-woman.com or follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Clubhouse as Woman Awakened. I'm also on Facebook as AW Inspires. I hope you join me next time on another episode that is sure to be anything but confidential.